This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right. Hello. Welcome to the Professional Insight Podcast. Thank you, everyone. This is the last episode of season four. Appreciate all the support, all the listens, everything.
Four seasons flew by.
Thank you to our sponsors, Brand Boulevard, brandboulevard.ca. My name's Brandon Curry.
I'm an isolating Jeff Collins.
Josh Bond.
And Trevor Lindy.
So just some pretty exciting news, boys, I think.
I'll defer
right now to the lawyer. What can we legally say, Bondo?
Well, we haven't officially signed a contract yet, so I wouldn't get into the particulars.
Right.
Of what's going on, but I think it's okay to introduce the audience to the level up that's going to be coming in terms of where we're bringing this. Not exactly where we're bringing it, but
well, we've kind of evolved from just the podcast. It was like just the sound, and then we went to video during pandemic because we had to. But now we're going to be basically professionally produced, right?
Well, and Trevor's going to be able to talk now, which is going to be great.
I mean, we're unleashing Trevor. We're basically doing this for Trevor, so I guess
this
is for you, Trevor. This is a thank you.
So essentially, if I understand it correctly, Brandon has kind of tied us into a network of sort that we'll be revealing, come our fifth season together as Professional Insight. We're really excited about it. Good work, Brandon.
This is all of us with the content that we provided. Thank you so much to everyone that listens. And everything, we really appreciate it, because if it wasn't for the listens, if it wasn't for the analytics, you never know who's listening, I think is the big key. And I'm glad that we started this out with just trying to be impactful and trying to just help people. That's it. And that's all of our motivation, is just because we saw some overlap.
That's where Josh's tagline, help us help you, comes from, really, right?
Help you stay informed, right? And
your bar in your basement, remember? That's where we did a couple there.
And then you never know who's listening, and they really liked the content. And basically, this will take it national. So, and I don't know what that means in podcast terms. I know what it means in radio, syndicated or something. I don't know, but we're working on the contract right now, and we will be just for our listeners, so they know, we will not be doing weekly podcast episodes. We will be doing two a month. And anywhere, you know what, we don't know how long they're going to be, anywhere from a half hour to an hour, probably in that sweet spot, with multiple guests.
Because people know we're fairly organic, right? When we're doing it, we're not we come up with tangents all the time and we don't know where they lead to, right? Because the mindset can go anywhere. And it's somewhat structured. We'll probably become a little bit more structured, but we still want to keep it flowing. Because we learn as we go sometimes too, from each other.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyone that's listening to us that has been a previous guest, please reach out. We'd love to have you back on again. And thank you, because it's because of the guests and because of all that, we were able to get the listenership.
Big reveal, season five. Big reveal.
Season five, episode one is going to be a big one.
We should be asking people what kind of topics they want to hear too, because we're going to have we could map out our whole season almost.
Yep.
But are there specific things people like to hear about or you know, anything? Give us some ideas out there because let's rock. Let's step this up a notch.
Trevor gets to talk more and we get the shit in his trailer.
It's going to be great. You get to be
what?
It's going to be a win-win.
He didn't read the contract, did he, Bond?
No, it's in the trailer once a month as part of the contract.
Got to read the fine print, Trev. You got to read that fine print.
I will read that fine print.
We should ask him if he can put it in there.
I don't know. Bill Chris to put it in there. F you to all you.
That's not the kind of podcast we want to promote here. None of this F you talk.
Yeah. That's just potty mouth stuff.
Yeah. No potty mouth in the potty trailer.
Jesus.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Isn't the point of traveling to get away from it all? To feel the best you've ever felt? Then maybe you should check out Aruba. You'll spend your time relaxing on cool, white, sandy beaches and floating in healing blue water. You'll meet locals brimming with gratitude for an island that redefines what a paradise can be. When your trip comes to an end, you won't need another vacation because you just had the vacation. That's the Aruba effect. Plan your trip at aruba.com.
Jeez.
We're looking forward to season 5. Stay tuned.
We are.
So what season 5 is going to entail is a bigger platform.
Massive platform.
Great guests, all that.
Yeah.
More ball busting more than likely because that's been encouraged.
Yes, 100%.
So enjoy that. And then we're hoping more feedback and more questions that we can do, right? And maybe some on-location ones if the COVID restrictions loosen up a bit.
I'm totally for that.
Oh, they're getting loosened up.
And potentially, we could do one in my backyard with my new sauna and hot tub and the oasis we're bringing, because I'm going to tab my new house Shangri-La, and I'm going to make sure we do it. I want to get a nice sign there that says "Boom, welcome to Collins of Shangri-La." Because the sauna. Have you got your sauna yet, Bond?
Yeah.
Have you guys ordered it? You've got it already too.
Yeah.
Have you used it?
No, it's not hooked up.
Oh man, because we were just at the Blue Mountain. And me and the wife went to the Scandinavian spa for a day, and I sweated out. I felt like I probably don't have COVID because I went to the Scandinavian spa and sweated it all out. Or maybe I got it from there because that's where my son got it from. But we can do some on-location stuff.
Yeah. What'd you get, totally Mondo?
I got a 6x8 barrel sauna.
Did you get the white birch one or the red birch?
No clue. The white
the white one's a lot. The red one's got the actual aroma of the birch that you get in it. You have to pay a bit more for it. It takes a while to get it. So if you've already got it, you didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because we ordered the red birch one, which we won't get till probably April.
Probably cedar, though, not birch, eh?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Red cedar. White cedar.
I knew what you meant. But
sorry, I'm not an arborist.
Just
I sell a lot of wood, but I don't sell a specific species.
I married a Finlander, so
yeah. So you gotta have.
So why are you just getting a sauna now?
And you gotta pronounce it sauna.
Yeah, that's what John told me. It's sauna.
Sauna.
I say screw that sauna.
Yeah, but
Canadian. Look on a sauna. So maybe we can do one sweating in there with all the equipment on there.
Yeah, nobody wants to see these bodies.
Maybe the sauna shop wants to be a sponsor. We get that sauna shop going. Hey, Curry, you can get one right in your backyard.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll take it. Yeah, Chris will be all over that.
You got a nice backyard now.
Yes.
At least you've invited us to your house. Trevor doesn't invite anyone.
Trevor doesn't want anyone over.
You can't go to the bathroom in his house. There's no place to go.
No, you're not allowed to.
I think they got a biohazard bin and they go to the bathroom in there and then they ship it out or something.
When you lie down beside the pool, you roll. I just have to get Brett
it.
In. Brett's got to finish up a little concrete, and then it'll be ready.
Ah, yes.
So we're just letting everyone know that we're going from weekly to bi-monthly,
semi-monthly.
Semi-monthly. Semi-monthly.
Semi-monthly, 15:30.
Yeah, let's call it twice a month. It's called twice a month.
On the essentially on the 15th, on the 15th, and then on the 30th, or the day before, the first business day before, is when we're going to release it.
Yeah, whatever,
and
something like that.
Go live and answer your questions live. We're going to have that aspect. It's going to be great. We're going to really look forward to it. Looking forward to it. So thank you all to our supporters and our listeners. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you to getting us where we are and where we get the next platform too. And hopefully we can elevate from there.
Awesome.
As long as we keep informing people, right, boys, and having fun.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Help Bond, us. Take us out at the end of season 4.
Help us help you stay informed.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of 5 podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jagged Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.
Do, did, will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Produced by Crier Media and distributed by the Sound Off Media Company.